Hi, this is a dictation for Santaza Davis, S-A-N-T-A-Z-A-D-A-V-I-S. Santaza Davis, date of birth is 7-16-2004, date of accident 7-22-2022. And she has a date of service of 8/31/2022. Ms. Santaza Davis, chief complaint, severe pain in the right leg around the hip and the right knee and the right femur, with difficulty in walking. History of automobile accident. Patient was involved in an automobile accident on 7/22/2022 as follows. At around 3 a.m., patient was driving a car in which one of her best friend was sitting on the front seat passenger, and she was driving a Jeep Patriot and were hit by a sports car. She reports that they were going on I-96 and they wanted to go on South Creek Freeway northbound. However, they were rear-ended at extremely high speed, and it was probably 80 to 100 miles an hour. The impact caused the car to flip over on its roof and knocked the back on, and the impact, after the car flip and roll over, it fell back on I-96 again instead of staying on the exit ramp. It was a very high speed accident. Patient reports that they were not wearing seat belt and airbag was deployed and loss of consciousness was not there. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient report that due to this accident, entire passenger side was broken, car is total, and due to this impact, she hit her right leg to the dashboard and or something else very hard, and she's not sure as the impact pushed her back into the right side all the way, and she was on the floor of the right passenger seat, and she cannot remember everything that happened. It was too fast. The patient went to the San Andreas Hospital, where she remained for 4 days inpatient. She was operated for the right femur for placement of right intramedullary nail, and patient recovered quite a bit from this fracture. She's following up with the orthopedic people. Still presenting illness, patient has severe headache. They're located on the back, and they are moderate, off and on, not sensitive to the light or noise, and there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. The TBI syndrome only reported is dizziness. The patient denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, blackout, or any loss of balance, or vision problem, memory problem, none of them. No incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. Regarding the pain, patient only has a pain in the right thigh, right leg, right knee, and right hip, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She basically cannot walk. Every step is painful. She can stand less than 10 minutes, sit for sitting and sleeping. Sitting and standing are okay, but walking is difficult. And she was given crutches, but she did not bring it over here. Sleep, she cannot sleep more than a couple of hours. In addition, patient reports that she's suffering from lightheadedness, denies any sedal anesthesia, incontinence of the urine bowel, and no weakness. Well, there is a difficulty walking, and there is a moderate anxiety and depression, panic, and no sedal anesthesia. ADS that are reported are not affected at all. They're all less than 5. In the past investigation, patient was admitted to the hospital, San Andreas, where x-rays were done, CT scan were done, and surgery was done. Past treatment, patient only had a surgery at the San Andreas Hospital, and medication Norco was provided to her for pain relief. System review is completely negative. Past surgical history positive for right femur fracture, intramedullary nail placement on 7/22/2022 at San Andreas. allergies, none. Family history. Mother is alive, suffers from asthma. Father is unknown. One brother who suffers from asthma. Relationship status. Patient is single and lives with the mom. Current employment status. Patient is unemployed due to the pain. And job, she is a graduate. And she works at McDonald's. And she is supposed to go to college, but she hasn't joined. And the last day to work at McDonald's was 7/22/2022. Legal history. Patient works at, patient has JC Auto Law as a attorney representing her interest, legal interest. Personal history. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 110 over 60. Heart rate is 65 and respiratory is 18. Temperature 96.1. Height 5'2". And the weight is 130. The patient is a 18-year-old black female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. No acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious, lethargic. The patient has good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. The rest of the physical examinations from the template. All neurological musculature are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Everything is normal, including the range of motions. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are negative. Please use that. Extremities. Except for the right lower extremity, rest of the upper extremities and the left extremities are completely normal. The examination of the right lower extremities as follows. The examination of the right knee reveals on inspection there is a small scar from the intramedullary nail placement with erythema, effusion, tenderness and swelling being present around the patella, and some crepitous grinding noises heard. Range of motion of the knee is reasonable at flexion of 135. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender bilaterally. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. McMurray sign, Steinman, and patellar apprehensions are all negative. And in the right thigh, there is obviously there is some swelling from previous surgery. Right hip examination do not show any major tenderness, swelling, spasm, contractures, alignment problem. No contusion lacerations are seen. Range of motions are completely normal, and no leg length discrepancy is noticed. Patrick Sank, Kandelberg test, log roll, Ellie test, and Thomas test are negative. The diagnosis is as follows. General V8 9.2 XST. R26.89, Z79.891. CNS R51, R42. F41, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscle, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0, pain in the right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202, pain in the right hip, M25.551, possibility of fracture of the right femur. With the intermedullary nail placement, the rest of the and that is all. Plan of care for Santaza Davis is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered for this patient, focusing on the right leg only, and for especially for the knee. And she has a some muscle spasm in the paraspinal muscle, but it's not significant. The medications are provided from the hospital. She has a prescription for Narco 5 milligram tablets to be taken, 30 tablets. And so we are not providing any prescription at this time. No narcotic and narcotic medications are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise, yes. Psychiatry, yes, for anxiety, depression. and PTRC. Fitness club, yes, will be available, MRI and other imaging records. None are being available. We are ordering the release of them. Interventional pain procedures are not warranted. Surgical options, none. She is already seeing the orthopedic surgery at the Sai Negres Hospital and has already undergone surgery. Referral to neuropsych evaluation, not warranted. Attended care, case worker, not warranted. Past medical records are order released from Sai Negres Hospital. Investigation, no new investigation is necessary at this time. The patient will follow up with the orthopedic surgery. DME, patient is provided with a right knee brace to help with the right knee pain. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 30 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.